Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Episode 2893 of the number one podcast and Apple podcast for job search. You are listening to or watching No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alton, the Big Game Hunter. Welcome. And next week I'm going to be on vacation, but I'm going to pre-record some shows. I'm practicing this week with a couple from my archives. And this is a show or a message that I recorded a while ago in response to someone who wanted to know, what do I look for? And this is when I did recruiting. I don't do that anymore. People hire me for No BS job search coaching and career advice globally. I make the process of finding work and succeeding at it much easier. And here I did recruiting, and someone wanted to know what I look for in a resume or CV. Hope you find this helpful. Please share the show on LinkedIn or elsewhere. It will help other folks. I'll be back in just one moment.
And I received a question from someone. It's the most bizarre question I've ever heard because it's so obvious. I can't believe someone was dumb enough to ask this question. But that's what happens. You guys don't really know how to change jobs, and or at least so many of you don't. So let me just read this question to you. You'll understand. As a recruiter, what are the things you look for in a CV resume slash resume of a potential candidate? What do you think I'm looking for? You know, you're sending me a resume. Do you think if I don't have a job, I'm going to be calling you and going, "Hi, I think I'd just like to talk with you and understand everything about you so that when a job comes up, I will know everything about you, even though you might have found the job by now." Of course not. What I'm looking for is that if you've sent a resume to me, you in some way, shape, or form think I have a job that your background would fill. That's it. That's all I care about. Now, within that, I may segment further. So, if I'm looking for someone with a foreign exchange background in technology, I'm going to look to see that you have the background with that technology in a foreign exchange setting. Real simple. I'm then going to look to see whether or not you're someone who has, shall we say, you've worked for pedigree organizations, because I'm going to try and segment. Have you done this in an organization that's well regarded by my client or not? But fundamentally, I'm starting off with, do you have the background that I'm looking for? Then I may discern a little bit further. Like I said, an organization my client has some respect for. Have you done at the level that my client is looking for? Or are you, a CIO who's willing to take a lead position? Not going to work. On and on and on. I'm trying to make quick comparisons because I don't have time to study. Your homework is to make the case for yourself that you fit this role that you're sending a resume for. If you don't fit, don't send it, because otherwise all you're doing is wasting my time. I'd rather just get a resume that says on spec and then respond when I have something useful. Then I know I can just import it into my database and work from there.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. If you did, visit jobsearch.community. There's a lot more there that'll help you. In the meantime, I'll be back with more tomorrow. Have a terrific day and be great.